your phone book, your cell phone, your contacts is what leads to money, relationships, deal flow, happiness, events, charity. I'm going to walk you through how have I built up such a big network. I'm going to walk you through little tricks and hacks and tips of how I interact with and nurture my relationships so people remember me. I'm just going to walk you through my thought process on networking and why it's been able to help me start the ranch and acai bowl chains and sports card stores and live events and masterminds and everything between. It's all from my relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Money Mondays solo edition. I am here by myself. Wah, wah, wah. Tarzan is off in South America right now. And so I'm here in the RV motorhome. It's just me and Trevor sitting here at the wild jungle, the Black Site Ranch, with the 200 animals that are outside and nobody's inside this RV but me and Trevor right now. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about networking. Typically, we talk about three core topics: how to make money, how to invest money, how to give it away to charity. But today, I want to teach you about networking. Why? Well, networking, your phone book, your cell phone, your contacts, is what leads to money, relationships, deal flow, happiness, events, charity, and everything between can happen from your cell phone. So I'm going to walk you through how have I built up such a big network. I'm going to walk you through little tricks and hacks and tips of how I interact with and nurture my relationships so people remember me. I can interact with them. How do I remember all these different thousands of people on my phone? I'm just going to walk you through my thought process on networking and why it's been able to help me raise money for charity, raise money for businesses, start the ranch and acai bowl chains and sports card stores and live events and masterminds and everything between. It's all from my relationships. When I want to get a restaurant reservation or invest in a restaurant, it's a text message away. That's the best way to put it. From something as simple as, I want to get into this restaurant, or I want to get into this restaurant deal and invest, it's a text message away due to relationships. They might be my relationship or what's called one removed. I know the person that knows the person. And so you want to build your network and your relationships in all different types of categories. People in the restaurant nightlife world in your main city that you live in, maybe some restaurant nightlife people in big name cities like Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, etc. Again, not everything I say today will apply to you. Could be in a different age group. You might only be 15, can't go to a nightclub. You might be 74, don't want to go to a nightclub. But I'm going to teach you the topics about it, and you could refer this to your friends, family, followers, coworkers, roommates, people in your world. You might be able to teach them some tricks that you learned here today from how I built thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people in my network and in my cell phone that if I text them right now, they will respond. That's a big difference. You could meet someone, give them a handshake or a high five or talk to them on social media or get their phone number somewhere. And they always say, it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you back. Keep that in mind. When you meet someone really quickly, there have to be certain tricks and things that you do to leave a lasting impression because they meet a lot of people. They go to a lot of events. They go to a lot of dinners, conventions, conferences, etc. How are you going to stand out? How are they going to remember you? Well, let's walk through it. All right. As you guys know, the moneymondays.com, you can actually go there and sign up. We do a Monday, 4 p.m. PST. Every single week, we do a call there via Zoom where I'm hosting or a household name friend or a business friend is hosting it in my behalf. Usually it's me teaching live on Q&A on Zoom, answering questions. You can pop up there and I bring you up to the top. You can either do video or just ask me questions or ask me in the chat. I like to do this interactive thing every Monday at 4 o'clock. You can sign up through the moneymondays.com. Okay. How do I have so many people on my phone? How the heck do I remember them? How do I interact, etc.? So let's walk you through some of the tricks. First things first, when I get introduced to someone in person, I do not say, hi, my name is Dan. I say, my name is Dan Fleischman. Why do I do that? They have probably met 30 or 40 or 50 Dans per year. And so by just saying Dan, I now just become another name in their mind. That's not as easy to remember, especially with a common name. You might have a really cool name like Ezekiel, and that's probably easier to remember. But my name is Dan. A lot of people are named John, Robert, David, Jennifer, Jessica, etc. Those names that are common and millions and millions or zillions of people have that name, say your full name. And even if you have an exotic name or unique name, still say your full name. It will be in people's minds even more. Okay. It also stands out because most people don't do it. So it's kind of what's called a pattern interrupt. When I say, hi, Dan Fleischman, it's a pattern interrupt and saying just hi, Dan, which they would be expecting just a first name. Hearing the full name is now stuck in their mind because most people that they just met said, hi, I'm John. Hi, I'm Jennifer, etc. They might have just said one name. So there's a pattern interrupt. Also, when I do that, they might know me or know a friend of mine or heard of me or have a relationship with someone that I know, etc. So by saying my full name, they might not realize it's me when I meet them. By saying my full name, they're like, oh, wow, I know your friend, or I went to school with someone from you, or I like acai bowls or sports cards, or they might know something because of me saying my full name that wouldn't happen if I just said my name. Why is that important? Well, if they know me or someone around me or some past story or some situation, we're definitely going to remember each other now because there's some common thread or relationship. We broke the ice. We're talking because the name, just by me saying my last name, triggered something in their mind of like, oh yeah, 4 years ago this, or my friend used to work with you or for you or knows this person. They now have what's a common interest or a common thread with me that they wouldn't have had if I just said Dan, if I just say my full name. So this is important. Say your full name when you meet someone. Next, handshake, look them in the eyes. Not enough people do this anymore. Our society keeps changing. When you shake someone's hand, look them in the eyes out of respect. Doesn't have to be long. I'm not saying to stare longingly into their eyes. Shake their hand, look them in the eyes, say your name, vice versa. Listen to their name. If you can remember their name, which I know is not that simple for a lot of people because you might meet four people at once. If you can remember their name, that will be important because they will now know that you care. If you can't remember their name, they don't think that you care. Now, if you can throw that in there later because you remember Robert's name or Jennifer's name or Andrew's name or Trevor's name, that's nice to mention that later as you're talking. Saying their name is appeasing to people in their mind. They think that you like them, remember them, that you've seen them or heard them. They stand out into your brain. So when you say their name, they like it. Okay. Next thing. When I'm getting their phone number and placing their contact in my phone, this will change your life forever. This very simple tip, trick, or hack. Their name. So let's say it's Trevor Adler. I put in the city that they're in, San Diego. I put in their profession, videographer. Why? I now know when I search through my phone, if someone posts on social media, I'm looking for a videographer, I can now look through my phone and type in video and boom, Trevor Adler pops up right there. Roger Rojas pops up right there. Murphy pops up right there. Boom. These videographers that are in my mind pop up because the name video is right next to their first name, Trevor, Roger, Murphy, etc. Their name pops up right with the word video. San Diego, right? Roger's in Los Angeles. Murphy's in Salt Lake City. He's in Utah. And so now when that person that posts on social media, I'm looking to hire a videographer, and they say San Diego or LA or Utah, I now know who is who. Why does that matter? What if I have 10 videographers or 20 or 30? What if I have 10 web designers or 20 or 30? Or I know 10 chefs and someone says I need a chef or someone needs a website designer. When someone saved in your phone as their profession and their city, it will make it easier for you to search and it will make it easier for you to interact. So now I know, let's say something happens interesting in the news that's related to video. Let's say there's a press release like, guess what? The newest video equipment coming out is 1/3 of the price and it's this Sony blah, 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 blah. I have an excuse to now text 15 videographers on my phone about this cool article so that they know I'm thinking about them. I also mentioned the city, right? Let's say Utah. Some brand new restaurant's opening in Utah. I now have an excuse to text 27 people in Utah. Hey, guess what? This new cool restaurant's opening this Friday in Utah. I'll actually use a real life example. There was a restaurant called Komodo, which is from Miami, that Dave Grutman owns in Miami. Fantastic restaurant is opening in Dallas. Okay, this happened a year or two ago. I went through my phone and sent a text message to everyone in Dallas that I would want to go to dinner with or I think is an interesting business person. I didn't send to everyone in Dallas, but the people that were relatable, I sent them this message. Hey, this really amazing restaurant from Miami is opening in Dallas next Friday. You should check it out. They now know I'm thinking about them. This is business people, a billionaire, a zillionaire, a professional speaker, Super Bowl champion, a priest. These are actual people, right? Like Steve Weatherford, Super Bowl champion. Like I'm literally texting people that are there. Todd Abrams from Icon Meals. I can think about it right this second. Like the people that are in Dallas, Kurt owns a huge roofing company. I texted about this restaurant opening next Friday. Why? Well, I am having an emotional connection with them and a mental connection with them that I'm not just texting them when I need things. I'm not just texting them for favors. I'm not just texting them requests. I'm texting them something that's in their city relatable to them. Guess what? Some of them went to that restaurant. Some of them didn't. Either way, I earned brownie points because I was thinking about that person. There's a little bit of a quick emotional connection that they know I'm thinking about them. Like, hey, this cool restaurant's opening in their city. Now, fast forward 7 weeks later, I happen to be going to town to throw an event. I'm throwing a Spire tour in Dallas. I happen to be actually throwing a Spire tour right now in Dallas this month while you listen to this podcast. I go to Dallas. I'm like, hey, I go back and look at the text messages. I'm going to actually be there this Saturday for an event. I'm flying in Friday. Do you want to go to Komodo? Dun, dun, dun. I've now closed the loop, right? I first told them about it 7 weeks ago. Maybe they went, maybe they didn't. Even if they did, they could still go with me. If they didn't, haha, now I have an excuse for them to want to go with me. Either way, I've earned brownie points twice. Maybe they're busy, they can't go Friday night. Maybe they can. Either way, I've earned brownie points for inviting them to dinner to something I told them about 7 weeks ago. Do you see what's happening? I am the good friend in this relationship. I am interacting with them. I am building rapport with them. I'm interacting with them about eating together, hanging out together, etc. Oh, you can't make it Friday night? My event's on Saturday. You want to come by the Aspire Tour? I'll be there all day Saturday. We got Mark Cuban, David Goggins. Why don't you come by Saturday to Aspire Tour? Oh, you're busy Saturday? You're with your kids playing soccer? No problem. I'm going to stay at the hotel Sunday. My flight's not till 5 p.m. Do you want to have breakfast or lunch? You see what happened? I've now given them three opportunities to hang out with me. Friday night dinner at Komodo, the hot new restaurant. Saturday, come by my Aspire Tour event. Sunday, come by breakfast in the morning. Oh, you're going to church? Come by Sunday afternoon before I go to the airport. I've now given them four or five different options to hang out with me. Brownie point, brownie point, brownie point, brownie point. I am now building rapport, friendship with this person via text message when most people don't text them or only text them when they need something. Now, in between there, I also happen to see a really funny meme about Dallas, Texas, because something was going on where it was really hot. It was like 112 degrees. And then it dropped down to 32 degrees to freezing. It was like a 70 or 80 degree swing. It was one of the craziest things in nature history. And so there was a meme about it. What did I do? Everyone in Dallas, Texas, I texted them this meme. And some of them responded, LOL. Some of them responded with pictures in the snow. Some of them responded with like melting hot. Some of them responded with stories about, oh my God, I can't believe my car was snowed in. And then it was melting hot. Like, I now have an emotional connection with them about Dallas, Texas. I'm not in Dallas. I'm not in Dallas. I don't live in Dallas. I'm in Temecula at the ranch, or I'm in Los Angeles, or I'm on an airplane. But guess what? I am building rapport, building relationship with all these people in Dallas. The billionaire, the zillionaire, the Super Bowl champion, the priest, and everyone in between. So that when I do come to town, or I do need something, or I am throwing a charity event, guess what? When I went there for my toy drive, and I threw the world's largest toy drive, and we did it at a gym in Dallas, Texas, guess what? Everybody I just talked about either showed up or sent toys over. Why? I built a relationship with them along the way. And if they didn't send toys over, no problem. Didn't go to dinner with me, no problem. None of these things cost me more than 5 seconds, 26 seconds, 12 seconds to send a meme, send a news article, send an invite, etc. Cost me nothing financially, but I'm building rapport from everyone from priests to Super Bowls to business people and everyone in between from simple things that you can do exactly the same thing or pick and choose what you like. Maybe you don't want to go to dinner with them. Maybe you don't care about telling them about Komodo. Maybe you don't care about telling them about the funny meme. You can pick and choose from the things that I talk about today. I'm telling you what has worked for me to build a rapport with people for many, many years. And a lot of you listening are like, wait, I know Dan. He sent me memes. He does send me news articles. He does send me things that are city related. It works and it doesn't hurt anybody and it's fun and it keeps me entertained. It keeps me active with people. And so when something's going on in Salt Lake City, guess what? I'll give a perfect example. the WWE was in Salt Lake City in February. What did I do? I sent it to my Utah group chat, my Utah friends. I'm not even going to the WWE event in Salt Lake City. I'm just telling my friends. And you know what happened? A bunch of them went, and some of them went and hung out with Logan Paul. Some of them got pictures with The Rock, and they weren't even planning on going. And now that I saw them posting about hanging out with The Rock and Logan Paul and sitting at the freaking WWE event in skyboxes, front row, bad seats, good seats, and everything in between, simply because I texted them about it and they didn't hear about it, or they didn't know about it, or it just came to top of mind because I sent them a freaking link to a WWE event I wasn't even going to. Guess what? I earned brownie points for telling them. If they didn't go, it doesn't matter. It's still stuck in their mind that I invited them or told them about it, even though I'm not going. The ones that did go had experiences there, got to go with their kids or their wives or husbands or boyfriends or girlfriends or roommates or friends or whatever. And then some of them had like life-changing memory experiences. Like, it's called core memory. They have a core memory experience because they got to meet The Rock, or they got to hang out with Logan Paul backstage, or they got to see wrestlers. And like, that came from me spending a few minutes sending out text messages about something I wasn't even going to. I just heard because I saw Logan Paul post about WWE going to Salt Lake City. And so I sent the link to a bunch of friends in Utah, and then it worked and they went. And it's very active in my mind because some of my friends were literally with The Rock and Logan Paul and all these interesting WWE characters simply because of a text message from me. So if they didn't go, I got brownie points. If they did go, there's a cool emotional thing there. And if they had a core memory, well, bam, that's huge for me, right? I've now not just got brownie points, I'm in their hearts and minds for something that I did from a simple text message. How did I remember to do that? Because, as we said at the beginning, they are saved in my phone as Salt Lake City, Utah, or just Utah. They are saved in my phone as real estate, investor, influencer, videographer, business person, chef, restaurant owner, whatever their core business is, that's part of the title in my contact saved with their full name, with correct spelling. Very important. I want full name, correct spelling. Also, if I met them through someone or met them at an event, sometimes I will put that also just to have what's called a trigger point to help me remember I met this person at Aspire Tour. I met this person at Operation Black Site. I met this person at 100 Million Mastermind. I met this person at the Limitless Society event in Salt Lake City, right? I met this person during a moment or during a city or during an event or from a friend. I'm like, oh, I met this person from Ed Milet. I met this person from Lewis Howes. I met this person from Bedros, or this person. Like, if I met that from someone in particular that's important to me or is important information, I will put that in their contact's name also. Does that make their contact name long, like 6, 7, 8 words? Who cares? Yes, it does. The first thing that pops up, though, is their full name. It pops up Trevor Adler or Roger Rojas or The Real Tarzan. Yes, that's his legal name. It's The Real Tarzan. Don't let him tell you any different. And so look at my phone, right? If The Real Tarzan calls me, guess what it says? The Real Tarzan. But then it says LA, Miami. Well, why does it do that? Well, he was living in Miami part-time and he was in LA part-time, so he had both. I now convinced him to move to the ranch where we have 208 animals at the wild jungle. However, in my phone, it still says MIA because I haven't changed it yet, because I wanted to remember and I wanted to search that person, that city, all the time. You want to make sure that it's very easy for you to find who you want to see. Now, also, if you're going to a city, kind of like the example I used earlier, what I do to build a relationship, and I've done this for since 2010, so 14 years I've been doing this thing, because that's around the time the smartphone came out, was like 15, 16, 17 years ago. So 14 years ago, 2010, I had just moved back from Malta. I had just had a huge poker site out there. I'm moving back from Malta, and I'm living in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Smartphones are here. I'm ready to rock, and I want to build my network. What do? I throw free meetup events called Elevator Nights, which we'll get into in a minute. But what I do that you guys can do very easily is use your host hotel as your excuse to meet up with people during the weekend or during the 1 day or 2 days or 3 days you're there, during the week, whatever. I use it so much easier than going to a restaurant or going to a different venue. I try to get a cool hotel or unique hotel or just like a mainstream hotel like a Marriott or whatever, or W Hotel, And then I use their lobby or their restaurant or their rooftop, etc., as my meeting place for a 3-day window or a 1-day window, depending on how long I'm there. So real life example, let's go through this. Because I've done this hundreds of times. I've done it for 14 years. I do it all the time whenever I go to cities. I text message, because I know everyone, let's call it Dallas or Miami. Let's just use Miami for this example. I'm going to Miami from Friday to Sunday. Okay. On Wednesday, I will text them, all the people in Miami that I want to meet up with, or I want to earn brownie points with, or I want to hang out with, or I want to eat with, or I just want them to know I'm in town. Hey, I'm going to be in Miami this Friday evening through Sunday morning. Now, if I only want to see this person, like let's call it Saturday, I will tell them about Saturday. Meaning, if I don't want to go to dinner with them Friday night, or I don't want to go to breakfast Sunday morning, or they're a friend that I would go to a nightclub with, and I know they're not going to go to breakfast, or they're someone that's never going to go to a nightclub, or they don't want to go to restaurants because they have 4 kids, they're not going to go out. I can adjust it based on the person. But for the most part, it's pretty much the similar text to most people in that city. I'm going to be in Miami this Friday evening through Sunday morning. I'm going to be staying at the W Hotel if you want to come by for dinner on Friday night at 8 p.m. I'm having dinner at this restaurant. If you're busy, Saturday morning, I'm actually doing a breakfast downstairs at the breakfast spot. Saturday afternoon, I'm having like a little meetup from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the lobby by the bar. And I will literally say all this and I'll just put a little schedule, and it's only like 15 or 20 words. So I'm not like doing a whole speech. I'm just saying Friday, 8 p.m. here, Saturday, 7 a.m. here, Saturday, 3 p.m. in the lobby, Saturday night here, Sunday morning here. Like I just give them 3 or 4 options. I don't want to do more than that. But I do want to give them at least 2 or 3 options. I prefer 3 or 4, but at least 2 or 3 options. If I'm only there for a day, then there's usually only 2 options, which means see me Friday night or Saturday morning for breakfast because I'm leaving. So if I'm only there for 24 hours, I only give them 2 options and make it very clear. Now, by doing that, it takes away some of the friction and pressure. If I just said, hey, let's go to dinner Friday night, it's a lot of pressure. People have kids, they have significant others, they have lives, they have other events. There's things going on in their world, especially in Miami, LA, New York, Las Vegas, busy cities. They might be busy. That's okay. And so in order to remove that pressure, I give them 2 or 3 options, maybe even 3 or 4, but not more than 4. Hey, I'm going to be there from Friday night to Sunday morning. I'm going to be doing Friday night dinner here at the hotel. I'm going to do, why do I keep saying at the hotel? Because it's easier for me and people might come and go. I might send this message to 20 different people and only 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, whatever, show up throughout the weekend. But it's easier for me flow-wise if I can keep it at the hotel. Now, would I go to someone's office or go to dinner somewhere else or go to a different nightclub or art gallery, etc.? Of course I would. But I would schedule that and I wouldn't be during the times that I'm kind of using it like open time of like, okay, my breakfast is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. My lobby time on Saturday is 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Like, I want to have my clear times of when people can come to me. And in between there, I can go out to visit people's offices, their homes, their kids, their events, their other restaurants, nightclubs, whatever else I want to see in the city. I can go out and do those things. I just adjust my schedule based on it. I want to be able to give a couple different options, particularly around 2 or 3. And then I leave other windows of time to be able to go to visit someone's office or not. I just letting you know that you have all the options in the world. I'm just giving you the framework that I utilize. So Friday night's my dinner. Saturday morning is the breakfast. Saturday afternoon is the meetup. Maybe I don't want to do a Saturday night dinner because maybe I want to go to the thing that I'm there for. I might be in a city to go to a convention, a conference, an event, a show, whatever. And so I won't invite people for Saturday night. I'll just say Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. But then I say, hey, my flight's Sunday at 3 p.m. If you want to come over for breakfast or a brunch, here's my windows from 8 a.m. till noon. I just have to go to the airport by 1 o'clock. Now, I say these things in a clear-cut message so that they have the options. If they can't go, I throw them brownie points, right? I've now invited them. The ball is in their court. If they come to my city, they are much more likely to want to invite me to meet up with them, right? At that time, I could be busy or I can make decisions if I don't want to go or not. But I've now put it in their court that they've gotten 2 or 3 or 4 options of how we could hang out. If they're busy or not in town, no problem. I will never be offended. I just want to be able to give it to them. Here's my options for us to hang out. I earn the brownie points by doing that. You will build rapport with that person. Most people just wait and they show up and they're in town and it's Friday night at 7 p.m. like, hey, let's go to dinner. That's hard, right? People are busy. People have lives. they're already at dinner, or they're going to a dinner, or they're at home watching Netflix, they don't want to get up, or they're with a significant other, or their kids, or their parents, or their friend. Like, there's lives going on. And so I want to give them a few days' notice. Now, would I still text someone Friday night if I'm in town? Of course I would. Will I remind them if they didn't respond? Depending on the friend, of course I would. You can do live invites and things that are going on throughout the weekend. Saturday morning, I can still invite people, even if they didn't respond or they did respond, or I just want to remind them. I am interacting with the people in that city while I'm there. I immerse myself in that city because I want to build a network in each of the major cities. It's powerful. If I can build 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 people in Dallas, Texas, that's powerful because those people know hundreds of people or thousands of people in that town. So when I go to Dallas, Texas, and I throw the world's largest toy drive, hundreds of people show up, not because of me, because of their network, right? I invite 30, 40, 50 people, and they invite people, and all of a sudden I have hundreds of people show up to the world's largest toy drive. That's how I did it in 10 different cities. I did the world's largest toy drive in 10 cities in a 15-day window. I ended up doing an 11th city as a bonus one because I'm crazy. And by doing that, it happened because of my connections. Hey, I'm going to be in Miami. We're hosting at Boxer Gym. Guess what? Hundreds of people showed up. NBA team people, sports people, DJ Irie, all the guys that run nightclubs and restaurants, Instagram models, influencers, athletes, all came by because I build rapport with them. I'm interacting with them. But wait, a lot of them came by not because of me. Other people invited them. Other people texted them. Other people posted my flyer. Other people posted about the world's largest toy drive. Why? I earned rapport with them all year long. I got brownie points, brownie points, brownie points. So when then I tell them, hey, my toy drive is Boxer Gym this Sunday at 9 a.m., guess what? All those people I've been inviting to dinners, all those people I've been inviting to meet me at the hotel, all those people I've invited to lunches and breakfast, they feel compelled to want to post about my toy drive. I don't even have to ask them. They want to post about it because I've been a friend trying to hang out with them all year long. Every time I come to town, I invite them. They want to post about it. Cost them nothing. It costed me nothing. But we are being humans and interacting. And because I'm building rapport and building brownie points, people want to do that. Now, the same thing happened in St. Louis. We did it at First Form headquarters, at Andy Frisella's headquarters in First Form. Guess what? We had so many toys there because of Andy's network and the people that were there. We then went to Tampa, Florida. We're at Vic's freaking private jet hangar. He gave us a private jet hangar, did a whole production, didn't charge us anything, obviously, because it's for charity. And hundreds of people showed up. You can see all the videos on my social media. Hundreds of people showed up to the toy drive because I built rapport with Vic. I helped him get some speakers and celebrities for his big event called RiseCon. And he's doing it again in April. And so he helped me freaking get an airplane hangar with a private jet in it and big production and stage. And so many toys were coming in outside of my network. Other people were inviting people. So Instagram models, athletes, local business people, the freaking politicians, and everybody in between were showing up to this toy drive because of other people inviting them. I earned my brownie points throughout the year inviting those people to restaurants, to events, come by Aspire Tour. Hey, let's hang out at the hotel. Let's go to this breakfast. Let's go to this thing. Let's go to that thing. By doing those interactions throughout the year, I'm burning brownie points for when I do ask for something or I do need help, or there is something that's going on. I'm raising money for this, or I got an event going on here. Do you want to come to this? By having these relationships, I'm building rapport. This is how you build your network. Because those people that you meet with and you hang out with and you interact with on social media and you text and you invite, etc., they will often refer you to other people. They have friends in that town. They've been living in that city for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or their whole life. So when you come to town, they are like, hey, meet my friend. He owns 9 restaurants. Hey, this lady, she owns 12 apartment buildings. Hey, this is my best buddy who's a musician. Maybe they could play at your event. Hey, this guy's a rapper and he would be great to do this, this, and this. Like, they introduce you to people because you are interacting with them and staying on top of it. Most people are quiet and they don't follow up. And people are lazy and they're to themselves and they're selfish. You, by standing out simply by taking the actions to invite people, to send memes, to text them, to ask to hang out, etc., I'm not asking you to spend a bunch of money on this. It's time and energy, and it's not a lot of time and energy. It's just being thoughtful of the people in certain cities or in certain industries. Something happens in the real estate market, and you've got 17 people that do real estate in your phone, and it's easy for you to find them because it says John Real Estate and Jennifer Real Estate and Jessica Real Estate and Danny Real Estate, boom, 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 boom. You can now send articles to them and interact with them so that in that moment, they are thinking about you because you thought about them and you took the time for it. Okay, last thing about this, about networking and why it's so important. You can also host small events, small meetups in different cities. Again, it's easier to use your hotel or a local hotel like the W Hotel lobby. I've done it a bunch of times. You can do it at art galleries or car gallery, you know, fancy car showrooms, etc. They want you to invite people there. You have to ask first, but they want you to invite people there. I typically do most things at my host hotel where I'm staying or a nearby cool hotel that has a cool rooftop or a cool lobby. And by having a meetup and you're like, you go invite the 12 people you know in that town, you'll probably have 20 or 30 people show up because they're going to bring friends. And they're typically not going to bring their 14-year-old niece. They're going to invite their friend that's like in the real estate space or in the music space or in the nightclub space or a business person, et cetera. It's typically not them like, hey, can I bring my 14-year-old niece to the W Hotel? It can happen, but not really going to happen that often. And they probably tell you about it first. And by the way, it's nothing wrong with them bringing their family members. But in particular, most of the time when you are a business friend or you are a social friend, they will typically invite other business friends or other social friends to come meet with you. And that is a very fast way for you to build your network. I've been throwing events nonstop for many, many years, like elevator nights. I've thrown elevator nights 53 times. I'm throwing number 54 on March 22nd at the LA Convention Center, and it's an all women's event. So all the speakers are women. I had over 600 comments when I posted about it. Why is that important? Well, the 600 comments and the, I can't even count how many DMs and emails and messages I got about this all women's event on March 22nd now causes me and Aspire Tour and Elevator Nights to get a whole bunch of new people to interact with each other. And all these girls and women are inviting all their friends to come to this event that I'm throwing for free. Elevator Nights is completely free. You just go to elevatornights.com, register for free, March 22nd, and come on over for free and see amazing women on stage speaking. Why do I do that? Why have I done it 53 times going on number 54? Because it brings people together. It brings a network together. Relationships are happening. People are posting on social media. People are meeting each other. So many great things happen from this free meetup called Elevator Nights. You can do the same thing in your local town. You don't have to spend money or do a big production. Invite 10 people that also like real estate to the W Hotel lobby. Invite 17 people that love to cook over to your house and do a cooking night. Invite 14 people to play flag football game. Invite 12 people that have cool cars to meet up on a Sunday morning. Like, you can do these fun things, whether it's bowling, golf, and everything between. Invite people to hang out with each other, and that networking will build because they'll invite cool people the second time, the third time, and the fourth time. You just have to be proactive in these things. You being more social online on social media, and especially in person, will change your life forever. You will get job referrals, connections, investors, partnerships, relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, new friends, whatever you want happens because you build more and more and more and more connections, more and more relationships that you get to filter through. You're not going to like everyone that you meet. You're not going to gel with and vibe with everyone you meet. You need to meet lots and lots of people to find out who the people you are. Who are the avatar that you like? What niches do you like? What industries do you like? You might be deep in the real estate game. You're like, you know what? I want to switch to cannabis, or I want to switch to crypto, or I want to switch to being part a professional speaker or an author or a personal trainer. All those things can happen even faster through relationships because the more people you know, the more access you have. Whether you want to get into a restaurant for a reservation or you want to invest into a restaurant or anything between, it comes from connections. So I hope you enjoyed this networking episode. Typically, we talk about three core topics: how to make money, how to invest money, how to give it away to charity. However, by building your network, all of those things will happen even faster, even smoother, even bigger, on a bigger level, because the hundreds of people that you interact with, and maybe thousands of people one day that you build up in your phone book, can lead you to everything from a restaurant reservation to owning the whole damn restaurant. So thank you for listening to the Money Mondays. Go check us out on themoneymondays.com. Share episodes like this with your friends, your followers, your coworkers, your family, because it's important to have these topics discussed across the board about money, about networking, about taxes, about the IRS, about rent, apartments, loans, cars, and everything between. We got to have blunt discussion about money. That's why the Money Mondays has stayed number one through number three on the charts for over a year now, for 43 out of 52 weeks. I think we're now around 47 or 48 weeks at number one around the time you're listening to this. So probably about week 57 or week 58, I think. And that is only happening because of you guys sharing, liking, commenting, subscribing. So share the clips, tell people about it, and make sure to have a discussion about money all the time, not just on Mondays. So see you guys next Monday for the Money Mondays.